Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
...97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
As for me, well, I can say for certain that truth will never stop mattering to me. You will never stop mattering to me. These memories that we've made together will never go away. They will grow sweeter over time, and I will never stop fighting for the state I love. I entered this fight with the Bible verse, and I will leave it with you as well. It's 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is for certain we can carry nothing out. It's an amazing Bible verse. It really inspired me, and I hope it inspires you. Thank you for everything. I love all of you. God bless America. And God bless State 48.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
All right, Carrie Lake with the non-concession speech there. Sounds like she's admitting that this Ruben Gallego has managed to manufacture enough votes in Maricopa County to pull this thing off.
I'm more impressed by the fact that she's able to say all that very eloquently while playing piano.
Yeah, it was a slickly produced video. It showed clips of her back when she was a news anchor and her campaigning across the state, and it was about 2 minutes long. I couldn't use all of it. She did, however, say, Kim, that she gave up a lucrative seven-figure contract to run for governor originally and now Senate. She could have stayed in television news, but she couldn't take it anymore. Now, I didn't know there were any seven-figure contracts
in
local news anymore.
No, I'm calling her bluff on that.
But
there's no way.
Maybe she had a multi-year contract that if you added it up was seven figures.
For what, 15
years?
She
was making $300,000 a year. I mean, and she had a three or four year contract. It could have been a seven figure deal. There just aren't many of those in television news anymore.
Yeah, unless you're at the network level and you're an anchor, you're not making seven figures.
When I started here, and I don't know what everybody was making, there were anchors in local news that were making $400,000 a year to be news anchors here, and multi-year contracts that were definitely in the seven figure range. That was 30 years ago. They have broken the system. They don't pay main anchors that much money anymore. I have no idea what Mike Bush makes at five, but he's been in the market a long time. There's a good chance his salary hasn't gone down. But for new people getting into the business, they're not making that kind of money anymore. They're just not.
It's awkward listening to you guys have this conversation as somebody who is making that kind of money.
Well, I'm sorry, Ryan.
I mean... You know, it's.
That's a one-year deal, right? This isn't a multi-year deal. You make that much with
1 year.
1 year, yeah. Yeah. I get it.
1 year at a time.
1 year at a time.
Seven figures.
I want your agent, please.
he's really good.
Is he?
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah, he makes a good 70% of that. Carrie Lake, you know what? The memories that everybody shared, I think Republicans in that state are less concerned about the memories they're going to have and more concerned about winning because she keeps losing. And it's time for somebody to come in and do the opposite of that, as in not lose. Because that's the biggest problem. Carrie Lake, hey, she's a fighter. She fights the media. I love that. I love that she's willing to quote the Bible in her concession speech, or not concession speech. I like a lot of things about her. The main thing, though, is that you have to win your races, and she keeps losing those races.
I just wonder why.
We want her to be press secretary. I think that would be the perfect role for her.
Can you imagine if, like, an ABC reporter asked a question? She'd be like, that is the stupidest question I've ever heard. I'm not answering
well,
it next.
Corinne Jean-Pierre's pretty much said things like that, so.
Well, because she's finally being asked tough questions.
I would like to see Corinne Jean-Pierre just continue to be the press secretary.
Oh, my gosh.
In the Trump, and then have to flip all of her positions. Like, well, the Trump administration's doing a great job, you know?
Bring back Jen Psaki. Let me circle back to that for you.
She would jump off the portico if they tried to make her do that.
Who would you like to see as press? If it's not Carrie Lake, who would you like to see as press secretary?
I don't know. There's a lot of names being kicked around. You guys talked about Elena Haba.
Yeah, she came out, though, on Twitter and said yesterday she doesn't want to do it. Yeah.
So did Sage Steele. There was a rumor circulating
that
she was in contention. She said, first of all, nobody's contacting me about that. And second of all, I'm not interested in that.
You heard Tucker Carlson.
She made that kind of clear. Maybe Tucker.
There's no way Tucker Carlson would do that.
That was an internet rumor that I don't know that he ever denied it, but people associated said, no, that's not real.
He wouldn't do it.
But there's so many people that could be good at that. The weird thing is all of the people that he's appointing to these cabinet positions and these administrative positions, they're all good at that.
Yeah.
And that's what's great about them is that they'll be able to not only do their jobs and really start burning these things from the inside out, but explain why.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's going to be important because people are going to go, why are you doing this? And they can eloquently get up and say, this is exactly why we're doing this.
They can sell it.
Like Vivek would have been almost a great press secretary.
Yeah.
Maybe what if Megyn Kelly?
But now he's working on governmental efficiency. Yeah. Well, Kelly's making too much money, too, to take that kind of pay cut. So, Ryan, Amendment 7 passed in Missouri. It had what many people called ballot candy on it, as saying no, non-citizens cannot vote in the state of Missouri, period. It was already that way for federal elections. Now it's that way even for local elections. You can't do it, even if the Mayor Jones thought she could whip up some new votes by doing that. She's not going to be allowed to do it. But that's not the only thing that Amendment 7 was. It was also banned ranked choice voting.
Yeah, exactly. And we were all in favor, I think I speak on behalf of everybody here, saying we were all in favor of that amendment. So that was a bright point for Missouri. Amidst some of the other things that were kind of a mixed bag, and Amendment 3 obviously was no good. But this was good, and not just because of the non-citizen voting, but because of ranked choice. I know you've really come out against ranked choice in the past.
Strongly.
And I don't, forgive me if I'm putting words in your mouth, but ranked choice, from my research looking at it, the reason that it's bad is when you're a conservative state, it kind of pushes everybody into the middle more because they have to kind of appeal more to the left when they don't need to when you're a conservative state. So it doesn't really represent the conservatives in the state when you have to do that.
It's more of a primary issue, in my opinion, than even a general election issue, because that's where they do the most damage to conservatives. If you've got four people running, one is the conservative candidate and the other three are rhinos, and on the first ballot, they drop the bottom person, and then you've done a second vote. Who would be your second choice, your third choice, your fourth choice? And then the rhinos consolidate behind their candidate, and your vote just gets thrown out. It doesn't matter. They do it for one reason, and it's to eliminate conservatives in these early races, which cost us a congressional seat in Alaska. Now they're trying to get rid of it. Right.
Well, this is the good news. So voters in Alaska, Idaho, Montana, Missouri, Nevada, Oregon, Colorado all rejected ranked choice voting.
So they reversed it in Alaska.
And that's the big news, is that Alaska, a lot of these states were talking about, should we do it? Alaska's already doing it and they reversed it.
Yes.
So people like Murkowski, this hurts them because they're kind of middle Republicans, and they can't get by as easily with ranked choice voting. Because the other thing, not just ranked choice, but in addition to ranked choice voting, some of this is coming from the Real Clear Politics. Alaska had also adopted a top four election system, which instead of normal party primaries is what you were mentioning. The primaries open to candidates from all parties. And in areas with a strong one-party presence, the system makes general election day more significant because you didn't do this during the primary, which is where it should happen. So Alaska should see... Alaska has moved to the right over the last few years, but you haven't seen it as much because this ranked choice system has prevented the conservatives from really winning there.
Without ranked choice voting, Sarah Palin would be in the United States Congress, but they had a three-person race, two Republicans and a Democrat, and the Democrat ended up winning. Yes. Because of ranked choice voting.
Do you think those, do you know if in these states it was like in Missouri for Amendment 7 where you had bans ranked choice voting and only citizens can vote? Because I feel like that, the ban non-citizens from voting is maybe what pushed this over the edge. Like for Amendment 3, I mean, we were talking during the commercial break. If you would have said, you know, opens up abortion, but also it allows you to behead dogs, it would not have passed. You know what I mean? So did the other states couple it together like we did?
I don't know the answer to that. I followed Missouri's that closely to see what happened. But all I know from the ranked choice is that they denied ranked choice. Whether it was coupled with other things, I don't know.
Because I'm surprised about, some of those states don't surprise me, but Colorado, for example, as left as Colorado is, that one in particular surprises me.
Well, and this is mostly, Colorado and Oregon are kind of the outliers here. Because most of these states are conservative states where they're trying to get rid of conservatives. So this is a movement to try to sort of marginalize real conservatives. And the great thing is that Arizona, Idaho, Montana, and Nevada all rejected the top four election system. You notice the commonality there. They're all conservative states. Yep. So this is a liberal agenda to try to sort of eliminate early on in the process the conservatives.
That's a good point. Got to get to a quick break. Remind people when they can hear Wiggins America, please.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8. Sunday evening, 7 to 8.
Awesome. Ryan Wiggins, thank you.
Yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com.